This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of COVID-19 related deaths climbed by more about 6,000 within 24 hours globally to approximately 578,000. The figure is more than 136,000 in the United States. There are more than 13 million confirmed infections globally and more than 3.4 million in the U.S. Researchers revealed that the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States revved up people's immune systems just the way scientists had hoped, as the shots are poised to begin key final testing. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. government's top infectious disease expert, told the Associated Press, no matter how you slice this, this is good news. The experimental vaccine developed by Fauci's colleagues at the National Institutes of Health and Moderna Incorporated will start its most important step around July 27th, a 30,000-person study to prove if the shots really are strong enough to protect against the coronavirus. But Tuesday, researchers reported anxiously awaited findings from the first 45 volunteers who rolled up their sleeves back in March. The U.S. state of Florida has surpassed its daily record for coronavirus deaths on Tuesday, amid rising global worries of a resurgence, even as researchers announced that the first vaccine tested in the U.S. had worked to boost patients' immune systems. Florida's 132 additional deaths topped a state mark set just last week. The figure likely includes deaths from the past weekend that had not been previously reported. The new deaths raised the state's seven-day average to 81 per day, more than double the figure of 2 weeks ago, and now the second highest in the United States behind Texas. This is VOA News. As the heated debate about whether U.S. kids should return to school within weeks while the COVID-19 cases continue to soar, Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has told VOA he is absolutely comfortable with the idea of U.S. students returning to school this fall, despite the rising rates of coronavirus infections. Speaking to Greta Van Susteren on her VOA show Plugged In, Redfield also said he's expecting the pandemic to cost the United States between $5 and $7 trillion. He also added that the spectrum of illness for COVID-19 is one of the largest that medical experts have seen, meaning some people can have the virus and be asymptomatic while others become critically ill. U.S. President Donald Trump signed legislation in an executive order Tuesday that he said will hold China accountable for its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong, then quickly shifted his policy speech into a political one, hurling broadsides against Democratic rival Joe Biden. The legislation and order are part of the Trump administration's stepped-up offensive against China for what he calls the rising Asian superpowers' attacks on Beijing and exploitation of America and its effort to conceal details about the human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus from the world. The almost daily administration attacks on Beijing come as Mr. Trump defends his own response to the virus, with cases surging in parts of the U.S. A U.S. judge denied bail for Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's longtime associate, who has been accused of allegedly luring young girls to the late financier so that he could sexually abuse them. The 58-year-old Maxwell, appearing by video from a Brooklyn, New York jail, pleaded not guilty to 6 criminal charges. That's 4 related to transporting minors for illegal sexual acts and 2 for perjury. Prosecutors had argued Maxwell was an extreme flight risk. The judge agreed, saying Maxwell demonstrated sophistication in hiding her resources and herself. Israeli police arrested at least 50 people in the aftermath of a protest against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Police deployed mounted officers and water cannons to disperse protesters who blocked roads and set fire to trash bins in the city center after a demonstration outside Netanyahu's residence. Protesters who had gathered hours earlier were demanding his resignation over what they say has been an inept government response to the coronavirus crisis, as a corruption trial in which Netanyahu faces charges in 3 cases that include bribery, breach of trust, and fraud. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.